Your Press TV News in brief. The UN voices concern over the use of live ammunition by Israeli troops against Palestinian protesters. UN Rights Chief Zeid Ra'ad Al Hussein says high number of casualties raises concerns of Israel's excessive use of force. Reaction comes as over 130 Palestinians have been injured by Israeli live ammunition in recent days. And Israel reimposes a ban on Palestinian men attending Friday prayers at the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Entry of men under the age of 50 will not be allowed. On Thursday, a Palestinian protester was killed and over 100 others injured in clashes with Israeli forces across the occupied West Bank. Iran has welcomed Russia's military campaign against terrorist groups operating in Syria. Deputy Foreign Minister Hossein Amir Abdollahian said Moscow's operation is a major step in the fight against terrorism. He added that Iran will keep up its effective measures to help Syria and Iraq in their anti-terrorism drive. Syria says its military, backed by Russian airstrikes, has advanced in key western areas of the country. Military officials say government troops liberated most of the hilly region of Jebel al-Ahmar from terrorist groups. This after Russia has intensified its attacks on terrorists operating in the war-torn country. Over a dozen people have been killed in rocket attacks in Iraq's Diyala province. Some 30 Iraqis were also injured as several residential areas came under a barrage of rocket fire. There's no immediate claim of responsibility, but the assault bears the hallmarks of ISIL terrorists. The Bahrain regime has come under pressure to release a human rights activist who's been on hunger strike for 200 days. Over 20 international NGOs have renewed their calls for the immediate release of Abdul Jalil al-Singassi. 53-year-old Bahraini activist has refused to eat solid food. The head of Iran's Hajj mission has called for formation of a fact-finding committee to investigate the deadly Hajj crush. Ali Ghazi Asghar criticized Saudi authorities for refusing to let Iranians conduct rescue operations following the tragedy. He says the death toll of Iranian pilgrims stands at 464. Lebanese demonstrators hold fresh protest rallies in the capital, Beirut, amid a month-long garbage crisis. Protests turned violent as security forces fired tear gas and water cannons to disperse the crowd. Several protesters were injured and many arrested.